When I meet with bar and bat mitzvah students, I often pose hypothetical questions or scenarios as a means of getting to know the child. Sometimes I ask the student, if you were sentenced to live on a stranded island, what would you bring with you? Alex, this week's bar mitzvah, told me he would bring his family. Not a bad answer, Alex. Not a bad answer. Another question that I often ask is as follows. What do you think is the most important mitzvah? Which single mitzvah do you think it's most important to do? Tzedakah is a popular answer. After all, as Jews, it is our obligation and responsibility to transform the world, to right what is wrong, to fix what is broken. At the end of the service, we join together in the Aleinu, and as a community, we acknowledge our commitment to litakin olam b'malchut Shaddai, to perfect the world under God's kingdom. Tzedakah is the way, is the Jewish way of introducing God and godliness into the world. Other students tell me that the most important mitzvah is to treat other human beings well, to follow the Torah's commandment, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, to love your fellow as you love yourself. Also a good answer. In fact, the French philosopher Emmanuel Levinas offers that all other commandments exist in order to encourage and prepare us to treat other people with holiness, to treat them with respect and dignity. According to Levinas, the foundation of Judaism is to assume responsibility for the other. Perhaps Shabbat is the most important mitzvah. Shabbat is our day of rest. It's time for friends. It's time for family. The great Zionist thinker, Echad Ha'am, offers, more than the Jews have kept Shabbat, Shabbat has kept the Jews. Tzedakah, treating others well, and Shabbat, they're all important mitzvot, but not the most important. The one mitzvah that will ensure a vibrant Jewish future, a future of informed Jews living committed Jewish lives, the most important mitzvah is learning Jewishly, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Consistently, the rabbis compare the study of Torah favorably to all other mitzvot. They teach studying Torah is more important than deeds of loving kindness. It's more important than making peace, honoring one's parents, and even saving a life. Now, I want to assure you, those teachings are hyperbolic, meaning they're exaggerated. Nevertheless, the foundation of our faith rests in how we encounter the Torah, because learning inspires action. If you study the principles introduced in the Torah, you're going to want to give more tzedakah, you're going to want to treat others appropriately, you're going to want to observe Shabbat and more. A passion for studying Judaism leads to a love of living Judaism. A learning Jew is an engaged Jew. Study often ignites a flame of passion that spreads and can change the world. As the tradition teaches, study leads to action. HaTalmud mevi l'yedei ma'aseh. So how do we do it? How do we bring Torah study into our lives? Traditionally, Jewish learning takes place in chavruta, with a study partner. Together, a pair will read a text out loud, attempting to understand its meaning and apply its wisdom to life. As in life, a chavruta, a partner, provides another perspective, gives voice to another approach, and helps navigate through difficulties. A chavruta challenges the mind and helps find the soul. Studying in chavruta can be an incredibly revealing and personal experience, creating a special and holy partnership. There's a joke in the more common yeshivot, in the more common places where men and women learn together, where they learn Torah together. And in these more liberal yeshivot, the joke is, with a chavruta, with a man and woman learning together, if you chavruta together, you may join under the chuppah together. And we can learn from this. Deepen your relationship with someone special. Learn Torah with your spouse, a close friend, a sibling, or a parent. The first step to introduce Jewish learning in your life, in our lives, is picking someone to learn with, choosing a chavruta. Now, of course, with packed schedules, between demands at work and at home, it's difficult to find the time to pursue Jewish learning. Even as a rabbi, I have difficulty finding the time. The phone is always ringing, there's always more email, there's always people to talk with, there's always programs to administer to. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem is that we are trying to find the time. In the Mishnah, Hillel teaches, do not say, when I have leisure, I will study, for you may not have leisure. In other words, we can't hope to find the time. We need to make the time. The Mishnah goes on to teach that we need to fix a time for Torah study. And I want to tell you, it doesn't have to be hours a day or even hours a week. Start off small, but start. So many of us here at Sinai, so many of us have these large Shabbat dinners, and that's a perfect opportunity to take the time and to study with your family. And maybe a different time works better. After dropping the kids off at school, during a lunch hour, or on a Sunday afternoon. Whenever it may be, put Jewish learning in the schedule. Make it part of a weekly routine. What should I study? That's the next question. I have some ideas, but if a particular topic appeals to you, just shoot me an email. I'll help you find something to learn. All you have to do is email me, tell me what you're interested in, and I'll find something that will be appropriate for you to learn. If you're not sure where to begin, how about the Bible? Study the Bible. It's right there in front of you in your seats. It's the Eitz Chaim Chumash, right there, the red books. You can buy it at the gift shop. You can pick it up at any Barnes & Noble. What's wonderful about the Eitz Chaim is at the top of the page, there's the Torah text. It's both in English and in Hebrew. And the bottom of the page includes commentaries that have been made throughout the centuries, commentaries on the Torah. I want you, I want us to add our voices to the conversation. Study Bible. At Sinai, we have a beautiful way of welcoming the Torah when we remove it from the Ark. We hold it high. We parade around the room with it. We kiss it. And we hope to get close to it. As a community of learners, let's similarly welcome the Torah with our minds and with our souls. Of course, hearing a rabbi speak about the Torah is a real treat. And we are particularly blessed to have Rabbi Wolpe. With that said, there is no substitute for studying the Bible directly. The Bible truly becomes our own when we read it with our own eyes, encounter it with our own thoughts and questions, allowing its teachings to shape our identities. A great rabbi once said, "When I pray, I talk to God. When I study, God talks to me." How can we allow God to talk to us? We can do this through a commitment to learn Jewishly. We can do this through conversations with a chavruta over the Bible or another text. Hear the voice of God resounding on the pages of our tradition by doing the most important mitzvah, learning Torah. Shabbat Shalom.